That's Midtown Fellowship Mercy Seat. Good morning. It's Risenstein. Victory 91.5 here on the day of the eclipse. Ray Haynes is in teaching on the beginning of the month Elul, which begins tomorrow as we head into the days of awe, the feasts. He always comes in and teaches. And when there's something significant happening, he will come in and teach on Elul. Sure. And there is something significant happening. There's an eclipse.
The solar eclipse. I mean, you know, in America, it is interesting to note, just as a sideline here, eclipses happen all over the place. But this one is just for America, from West Coast to East Coast, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to know that one of the things you can assume is that God is speaking to America. He's trying to get the attention of America. So you also have to ask the question, what's going on in America today? What is it that's going on? There's this undercurrent, and has been for the last year. There's violence, and there's anger. There's this mistrust, and there's no middle ground, it seems like, anymore. And it's interesting that this is not really a shocker. If you stay with those feasts and you just kind of follow along, there was about a 30-day period or so between when Moses came down from the mountain when he goes back up the mountain, okay? So this is, you're in that season right here, okay? So if you're seeing some weird stuff, I wanted to give you a little bit of context so that you don't think it's just, you know, if you just don't give up on America, don't give up on Americans or seem on either fringe end. God's doing really neat things, and more than anything, he's trying to raise up the church in this season. So, and if there is one thing he's doing this summer, it's helping us be set apart, right? So think about this solar eclipse. He's trying to get attention and draw you into where he's going, into a place of repentance to get you ready to feast, all right? So let's jump back to Exodus 32, which happened during this season, the origins of some of the tragedies we're even seeing today. And Moses took the calf the people had made and burned it in the fire. He ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. How's that for a little discipline moment there? He said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?" And he says, "They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the gold. I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf. And I'm quoting. That is what he said.
Wow.
Literally his excuse. I threw gold in the fire, and this is what happened. And if you look at America today, it's just crazy stuff going on. So just follow the story and see if you can find God in the midst of it. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them out of control. So he became a laughingstock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Israelites rallied to him. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side, go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor." The Levites did as Moses commanded. That's all the children of Levi. And that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day." Now, I'm not encouraging you to go kill people. That's not the point of the story here. The point was they obeyed God, and God actually shifted the destiny of them. Listen later in Numbers 8 how the Levites had changed their destiny on that particular bloody day. Here's a quote. "Have the Levites stand in front of Aaron and his sons and then present them as a wave offering to the Lord. In this way, you're to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. There are the Israelites who are to be given holy to me. When I struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, I set them apart for myself. And I've taken the Levites in place of all the firstborn sons in Israel. From among all the Israelites, I've given the Levites as gifts to Aaron and his sons to do the work at the Tent of Meeting on behalf of the Israelites to make atonement for them so that no plague will strike the Israelites when they go near the sanctuary." So think about this. This people, it was always going to be the firstborn, and suddenly it all shifted to these people because they obeyed God. In the summer season when fighting and all this stuff, God is looking for people who will hear his voice, respond to him, what he's saying to do, so that he can avoid plagues coming on a nation.
Right.
in this year of the sword, it's Hebrew year 577, and 7 in Hebrew represents sword. It's important to remember the significance of the Levites' choice all those summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
Destinies were changed around the sword and their willingness to use it at the command of God.
Right.
Since Jesus is described in Revelation as having a sword coming out of his mouth, it's important to understand the symbolism here. The sword we yield, the word of God, is sharper than any other sword, mm-hmm. capable of dividing soul from spirit. The summer here of 577, which is almost done, is a time when specific priestly destinies are being birthed by the willingness of saints to simply open their mouths mm-hmm. to bring deliverance to sinners trapped in a world where darkness often appears to be more powerful than our light of truth. And I can promise you it isn't. Nothing and no one is greater and ever will be than God. Just as priests are set apart for the service, God is setting apart those who are willing to stand out. And so we can't afford to lay down a sword that God has placed in our hand when our destiny and the fate of the world hangs in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Michelangelo, he wrote, the greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, we do. We reach it all the time, you know?
Yep.
So when Moses climbed the mountain to bring the word to God to the people, he left Aaron in charge, and Jesus ascended to heaven. He left us in charge and left specific directions. This summer, destinies are being determined. So in these next 30 days, 40 days, really, it's time to repent. It's time to draw near to him and be bold. And, you know, in Acts 4, after they had suffered so much, they prayed, God, consider their threats. Enable your servants mm-hmm. to speak your word with great boldness. They asked for anointing and miracles, and God shook the meeting and filled them with the Holy Spirit. So I believe as we shake in ourselves into this next season, and you look at all the craziness in the world, it's important, whether you're the president of the United States or anybody, and as a Christian, you're representing God, that you declare the truth. You don't just tell people what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them the truth and help them and let them deal with the truth.
Mm. Wow. Ray Haynes, teaching this morning on Rise and Stein, is always blowing our minds.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be back, of course, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and one more segment.
Yeah, one more today.
And Sukkot. He will be in for Sukkot. All right, coming back on Victory 91.5.